What's the difference between a counterculture and a subculture? A subculture is just a unit of the culture at large with the shared values. But a counterculture is in opposition to the culture. A subculture has the same values and worldview of that culture at large, but a counterculture has different values, different authority, different worldview. A counterculture is a light bursting forth on the darkness. A counterculture speaks truth against evil, holds forth hope and mercy, and lives according to a different standard. The church is to be a counterculture. But in Judges chapter 13, for 40 years, the people of God have been drowning in sin. This is the longest period of oppression that we have seen in Judges. And as we continue to read in Judges 13, we notice something missing in the pattern that we've grown used to. All throughout this book, we've seen rest, rebellion, reproof, and then repentance, and then rescue. But here in our text, we see rebellion and then reproof, but no repentance. 40 years, no crying out to God, no heartfelt corporate repentance over their minimizing of God. They had grown into the culture. Instead of being a counterculture, they were simply a subculture. And Israel, 40 years in, they found a certain sense of comfort within the Philistine culture, a certain sense of safety. They've made their homes there, and their lifestyles and their practices look the same as the world around them. O church, may it not be said of us that we have grown comfortable in the world, or that we have a shared set of values as the world. But I see it happen all over the place. I see it happening in how we devalue Sundays and how we exalt our own pleasures and our own wants. I see it as we trade in Bible study as the shaping influence in our lives, and instead we run to the magazine rack or the diets and our buddies. I see it in our greed and in our rights that we so strongly hold on to and claim, not realizing that when we became a follower of Christ, we gave up rights and our own claim on our lives. Have you forgotten that we are strangers and aliens here, roaming around until we get to our true home? Where's the work of repentance in your life? How long has it been? 40 years, no repentance. When was the last time you bowed down in a quiet place, just you and God, and confessed your rebellion and your longing to be close to Him? Not to get what He may give, but just to be restored to Him, to be in His forgiving, restorative presence. My friends, we must adjust our vision. You continue to read and you'll notice that it said that the people did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. But this would be the last time we see this phrase. It's been repeated throughout Judges, but it comes to an end here. And it will be traded for this phrase: the people did what was right in their own eyes. When you pray today, I pray that it'll be a prayer of repentance. And as you pray, please remember Chris Sampson and his family, our missionaries in the Philippines. And also remember the Fonte LifeWord broadcast heard in Ghana.